blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. More Illinois schools are failing to meet the goals required under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. As Sean Crawford reports, it's likely to get worse in coming years.
About 1,200 Illinois schools failed to make required progress in areas like test scores, graduation, and attendance. The number represents about one-third of all Illinois schools and is significantly higher than last year's total. While they're underperforming now, it won't get any easier. No Child Left Behind raises the bar each year until all students meet the requirements. Matt Vanover is with the Illinois State Board of Education.
I don't think it's any surprise that as the performance targets increase, especially going up to that 100% level, that we're seeing more schools not meet those adequate yearly progress goals.
The ramifications can be severe, as schools that continually struggle to meet required academic goals can face sanctions, including loss of funding. Vanover says there is some positive news, as nearly 50 schools and districts improved enough to be removed from a watch list. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Pontiac and Gibson City Melvin Sibley School Districts are among those that left the watch list this year. So did Mary Miller Junior High School in the Georgetown Ridge Farm District. The middle school in Shelbyville could start calling itself the Bat Cave. The school board says Moulton Middle School will be closed for the rest of the week because there are 500 bats in the building's ceilings. School officials say they're so worried the bats could be dangerous for students and faculty. They're saying they're shutting down the school to determine the extent of the bat infestation. The State Board of Elections has turned down a state representative candidate's complaint against the man who tried to get him off the ballot. Last month, Republican Frank Calabrese filed a complaint against Pat Devaney, who had challenged Calabrese's slating against 103rd District State Representative Naomi Jacobson. Calabrese had claimed that Devaney spent enough money to be required to register as a political action committee. But yesterday, the State Board of Elections sided with its hearing officer, who decided that there were no justifiable grounds to support Calabrese's complaint. Champaign County residents on jury duty will receive a little more in mileage reimbursement beginning in December, but worries about the budget kept the Champaign County Board from making the increase as large as originally planned. The board voted 18-4 to raise the amount that jurors are paid for driving to the courthouse from the current 20 cents a mile to 30 cents. The original proposal for 45 cents a mile was lowered in committee. Members like Republican Alan Nudo say the bigger increase would eat even further into the county's contingency fund.
And the question I have is, when do we start to stop? We are already in 30% of our contingency fund before the year starts. Where do we start to stop and say, hey, we have got to get real about this thing?
County officials want to keep the contingency fund high in case Carl Hospital wins its tax exemption case in court and the county has to refund almost $250,000 in revenue. Even with no increase in the juror mileage rate, the contingency fund doesn't have all the money to cover such a refund. With the increase to 30 cents a mile, the contingency fund would stand at $210,000 next year. Supporters of the 30 cent rate say that while it's not much, it should at least cover the gas for most jurors who need it. The county board also voted 21-1 last night to end its unusual dual administrator system. The county will return to a single county administrator on December 1st of 2009. A Chicago police official indicted on charges of lying about abuse under oath says he'll plead not guilty. John Burge turned over three guns and a rifle before being released on $25,000 bail yesterday. He was arrested on charges of perjury. Burge's arrest is being celebrated, according to several alleged victims of police torture under Burge's leadership in Chicago. David Bates is one of them.
I'm proud to be American. I feel a part of the system. I feel a part of the justice right now. And this is how we're going to get made whole.
Attorneys for several alleged victims say Burge's arrest is a good start, but they say some officers under Burge's command should also face consequences. Chicago's mayor, Richard Daley, says he's not going to back down on the cuts he's made in his Tough Times 2009 budget. Last week, Daley announced a pared-down budget designed to cover a $500 million shortfall. He announced plans to lay off more than 900 city workers and eliminate nearly 1,300 vacant jobs. Yesterday, Daley said he'd like the city to have more policemen, but he says next year's budget will be worse than this year, so the city has to be realistic about its spending. When the city council opened 2 weeks of budget hearings this week, even the mayor's most loyal aldermanic supporters took pot shots. They complained about everything from the slowdown in police hiring to Daley's plan to shrink the size of 80 more city garbage crews from two laborers on a truck to one. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 9:35, and meteorologist Ed Keyser joins us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
I want to say, first of all, we ought to thank more than 1,200 listeners who contributed more than $211,000 to WILL during the fall membership campaign.
Isn't that amazing?
Quite generous of them and over
yes.
our goal, so thank you very much, many times over.
Now,
and you're gonna reward them with a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, I will do that, and it's great to be over a goal because actually the goal is a milepost along the way to the year-end goal, so
mm-hmm.
that just means when we get to the future campaigns here, we're operating without a deficit there
right.
going in, so it is great. I know that times aren't the easiest for everybody, and we really appreciate the support, and